when you were in school, I was in school, and our assignment in September was to write an essay. What you did on your summer vacation. Every nun that I had in 8 years at St. Bridget School, I had to write what I did on my summer vacation. And usually the theme of my essay was, I stayed out of jail. Okay, it was a street life back then. Anyway, I had an interesting summer night last night that I want to tell you about, and that is the subject of this evening's Talking Points memo. There is a theme to this, so stay with me. So I go to Yankee Stadium, Subway Series, big deal in New York, 50,000 fans, Mets, Yankees, and I'm up in a suite because at this point in my career, I can't sit amongst 50,000 people. Because one of them may not like me, but I have to say, in New York, whether I go to Madison Square Garden, Yankee Stadium, Citi Field, 99% of people are very nice. I pose for pictures if they want me to, whatever. And that was the case yesterday. But I go up into the suite to watch the game, and who is one of my suite mates? Ready? Oh, you're going to love this. Ready? Supreme Court Justice Sonia Sotomayor. Okay, big Yankee fan, born in the Bronx, 1954. She's 68 years old. An amazing story of success in America. So she is there. And one of my urchins is a political science major, and he held his own with Justice Sotomayor in a very nice discussion. I kind of, look, Sonia Sotomayor and Bill O'Reilly don't see eye to eye on anything. I think that's pretty clear. But it was respectful. It was respectful. Now, the woman, I told her, I said, maybe someday I'm going to write about your story. So she comes from the projects in the Bronx. Don't get rougher than that. Parents born in Puerto Rico, father never spoke English. She didn't speak English the first part of her life. Yet she went to Cardinal Spellman High School, which used to play my high school, Chaminade, in sports. She graduated valedictorian. She went to Princeton, full ride scholarship. Then she goes to Yale Law School. Okay, so the system worked for Sonia Sotomayor. However, she made it work. She applied herself, self-reliance. And she had a much rougher road than I did to get to be one of the most powerful women in the world, but she did it. Now, I'm telling you all this because there are two things. I had met her before at the Kennedy Center's Honors in Washington, D.C., a big liberal exposition. You see it on CBS every December. I gave the award to Herbie Hancock, shocking President Obama and everybody else in the audience. But Herbie asked for me. I love Herbie. Not only do I love his music, but he is such a great guy. So I gave Herbie his award, his Kennedy Center award, and Sonia Sotomayor was backstage, all right? And I met her there. And again, very respectful. You don't have to agree in this country. But I was happy last night to have my son speak with her, and she was interested. He's a political science major. I think someday he may be president. He might. He's smarter than I am. He's better looking than I am. And I'm very proud of him. Anyway, the reason I'm bringing this to your attention is that Sonia Sotomayor is not the problem in America, even though she doesn't see the Constitution the way I see it. She sees it as an evolving document that should help people now, and that the situation in the United States now is not what it was in 1776. So her duty is to basically vote left and liberal on everything, which she does. And that's her sincerely felt belief. It's interesting because Clarence Thomas had probably a rougher time of it than Justice Sotomayor, and he went exactly the other way.
Recession and inflation are here. Gas, housing, and everyday goods are up, way up. And you want to be ready for any situation. So what would you do if there's no food on the shelf? Arc Heirloom Seeds are here to help. Did you know 99% of seeds sold today can't reproduce? With heirloom seeds, you only have to plant once. Then you can grow year after year, giving you and your family stability and security because things are getting crazy out there. Our all-in-one seed kit provides everything you need to grow your own food. This premium seed kit has over 65 varieties, 50,000 seeds, and stores for 15 years. You'll also get our exclusive seed guide to make growing a no-brainer. Arc Seed Kits is a family-owned and operated business and the most trusted name in the nation for over 15 years. Our mandate is to get heirloom seeds into every home in America. Go to arcseedkits.com today and get free shipping by entering promo code podcast. That's arcseedkits.com, promo code podcast. Get your seeds, get prepared, get growing. arcseedkits.com.
He believes that the Constitution should be upheld the way it was written by the Founding Fathers. Fascinating. And it's battling around in my mind that I might get those two into some kind of history situation. Anyway, I wanted to tell you about it. It was an extraordinary summer evening. I know Sister Mary LaRana, if giving my essay today, that's what I would write about. And I might even get a good grade, which I never did. Okay, joining us now from Northern Virginia is the legendary Newt Gingrich, Speaker of the House from 1995 to 98. Got a new book out, and you would be wise to check this book out. It plays right into what I was talking about, Defeating Big Government Socialism, Saving America's Future. Book's doing very well. You can get it everywhere, Amazon and all bookstores. And it's a pleasure to have you back. Newt Gingrich, so in my monologue, did anything stick out? You want to scold me? Did I do anything precarious?
First of all, I love your pride in your son and your commitment to his presidential race. And I thought I'll remember that the rest of my life. I thought it was just great. And I think it was great that, you know, the three of you, Sotomayor, could have that kind of a moment. I mean, we need a lot more of America talking with itself rather than yelling at each other. I thought it was a great story. I liked your opening.
Thank you.
I agree with you on Ukraine. If the Russians continue to get a bloody nose and can't win, that sends a pretty powerful signal to China that they are faced with Taiwan could be comparable in getting them bogged down. If we collapse and lack the nerve, then I think that could send a signal to China that it's okay to invade Taiwan. The other thing I would say is that the grave danger of Biden signing a deal with the Iranians, I think, again, is in that same zone of things that could be really bad. You pointed out that that Biden is signing this giveaway, which I think it's a fascinating case study. I mean, you know, there are an amazing number of Americans who didn't go to a four-year college, don't owe student debt. They're out there, they're a farmer trying to pay off their tractor. They're a plumber trying to pay off their truck. They're a waitress going to work every day trying to earn money for their family. They're now going to pay taxes to pay off the debt for somebody who's going to have a much higher income than they do. This is an inflationary step. It is a step which adds to our total national deficit. It's not a giveaway. We're simply transferring the burden from the people who got the advantage by going to school to everybody in the whole country as taxpayers. But it fits where the Democrats are right now. They are the party of big government socialism. They are committed to making all of us dependent on government. And if they had their way, government would run everything in our lives. And I think that we need to recognize how sincere they are, how real this is. These people are not doing things because they're incompetent. They're doing things because they really believe in them.
Well, I don't know how much Joe Biden knows of what he's doing or the big picture. You obviously worked with a number of presidents. You know them personally. And you know, you and Bill Clinton had a fairly respectful relationship. And that was one of the models that I used. I had a respectful relationship with Barack Obama. I have with most. Not Nancy Pelosi. I think she's a destructive force in this country, and I could never reach detente with her. But with most on the left, we have a respectful discourse. However, I think Biden is diminished, and I don't think he really understands the unintended consequences of what he does. He couldn't possibly have an open border. Yet he's being used and manipulated by the progressive left. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, look, I think Biden basically is an old-time ward politician who at a very young age won a Senate seat in a small state, managed to keep getting reelected. I used to work with Biden. I don't think he's all that smart. But, you know, he's persistent. He's been out there a long time. I doubt very much if he knows much of what's going on or much of the ramifications of what's going on. He has surrounded himself with very left-wing and radical people. I think they basically run the place. I don't think anybody seriously believes Joe Biden runs the place. And I think that when you watch him in public, you realize this is a very limited person. And he's doing the things almost overwhelmingly that the left wants.
And Biden are just about the same age. I want to point that out because, I mean, you know, you're pretty much on it and he can't get three sentences out. Before we get into the media and their alliance, which you talked about on cable, I saw you, I think it was last week. Before we get to that, Jill Biden is like Nancy Reagan in the sense that she's a gatekeeper. Jill Biden a radical leftist, in your opinion?
I have no way of knowing, to be honest. I'm assuming that they probably died deep down. They've drunk the Kool-Aid. They have a worldview now. They're surrounded by people who are radicals, and they have a worldview where it all makes sense to them. I mean, I can't understand otherwise why it's as bad. I don't think they're bad because of incompetence. I think they're bad because they really believe this stuff.
And
they're really,
you
know, I don't think 2 million people came in the country illegally because of incompetence. They want open borders.
But how could you believe it? So you are converted. You converted to Catholicism, right?
Yes.
So Joe Biden makes a big deal about his Catholicism, and then he goes out and he's the most radical president as far as accessibility to abortion and public funding of that of any president in the history of the United States by far. Okay, so that doesn't make any sense at all. And he's got to know that his advocacy for abortion costs the lives of millions of unborn children. He's got to know that. Second thing is violent crime. He used to be, when you were speaker, the toughest SOB in the Democratic Party. Put him away, lock him up, put him away. Now he doesn't want to put anybody away. He loves these radical left DAs. How can you, you know, how can a human being change that much? I know modification, I all right, but abandoning all your principles, how does that happen?
Well, you know, when Henry of Navarre decided to end the French War of Religion, he converted to being Catholic. And his line was that Paris was worth a mass. I think Biden decided that being a radical was the price of being president, so he'd be a radical. And I think from that point on, he has been faithful to the left, done to surround himself with left-wing. I mean, look at some of the people they appoint in this administration. I mean, they're people you couldn't have dreamed of 10 years ago ending up in public life. Look at the values of some of these people. But that's where the Democratic Party is now. I mean, you go around the country, you know, how do they get so many votes in the House and Senate? Because they're a machine. And if you're not going to be part of the machine, as a moderate Democrat congressman found out in Oregon, you're going to get beat in the primary.
Yeah, you're not going to get any money.
I think, yeah.
Right. You know, so you got to go along with it or you're earning out. Now, part of the machine, a big part of it, is the corporate media. And the corporate media has now forged an alliance because, look, if you were just going by inflation, economy, open border, rise of violent crime, collapse of the U.S. airline industry, I mean, across the board, things are worse now than they were when Trump was the president. You can't argue it. It's insane. However, according to Real Clear and the generic vote, half of the country says, you know, I'd still rather vote for this unbelievable incompetence and dangerous policy than vote for Republicans. Doesn't make any sense.
Well, I'll be curious to see your reaction to this, but I've talked to a number of my friends who are pretty sophisticated pollsters. Almost all the polls the Real Clear Politics is getting are junk. They oversample Democrats. They oversample people who aren't going to vote. They're consistently wrong. I wrote a newsletter recently at Gingrich 360 where I outlined that every the August of every election year, we go through the same cycle. They print phony polls. They try to depress us. People, for example, at Trafalgar, which is very accurate, or Scott Rasmussen. Rasmussen has us plus five on the generic. I think Trafalgar basically agrees with that. Insider Advantage, Matt Towery basically agrees with that. So part of what you're getting here is just pure propaganda. 70% of the country is unhappy with Biden economically. Over 73 out of four Americans believe we're on the wrong track. When you look at the undecided voters, they're overwhelmingly anti-Biden. They haven't yet decided they're going to vote Republican, but they're overwhelmingly anti-Biden. And you look at their internal views, they're almost certainly going to break probably three to one for Republicans.
All right. So as it stands,
I actually
now
think we're in good shape.
I agree with your analysis. We here at BillO'Reilly.com follow Trafalgar and Rasmussen because they're the most accurate. They have been. They have a track record. The others are ridiculous. So if you, well, here you are. Right now, August 24th, you say Republicans win the House by a lot?
Yeah. There's an outside possibility that Kevin McCarthy will become Speaker with the largest Republican majority since 1920, partly because they're so much stronger. I mean, remember, they're only four seats out of control right now. When we had to put together a majority in 1994, we had to pick up about 30 or 35 seats just to get to the majority. He's got to pick up four. So I think they will get probably minimum 25, maximum 70. You won't know until late October because these kind of landslides, I mean, I worked with Reagan and his people on the 1980 campaign, which turned into a landslide. I worked, as you know, in the 1994 Contract with America campaign, which turned into a landslide. You don't, on these kind of landslides, you don't really quite know district by district. Although I have to say, Joe Gaylord, who was my partner, on September 17th, 1994, was off by one seat. He took us through the whole country, district by district. He missed one seat. We didn't count on beating Ross Jankowski, the chairman of Ways and Means in downtown Chicago.
Maybe a historic landslide in the House. Now, the Senate, more problematic. How do you see that?
Plus four or plus seven. I just spent an hour and a half yesterday at the senatorial committee going through every single seat in the country. And I think we're very competitive everywhere. And again, it's the same phenomena. When you look at Trafalgar's numbers for Ohio, for example, J.D. Vance is comfortably ahead. When you look at the numbers in Pennsylvania, it's a very close race. You look at the numbers in Georgia, it's a very close race. Now, when you get the Atlanta Journal-Constitution's public poll designed to depress Republicans, then Herschel Walker has a bigger problem. But I remember in 1990, the liberal Detroit newspaper on the Saturday before the election had John Engler losing by 19 points against the incumbent governor. And on Tuesday, he won. Now, he didn't make up 19 points over the weekend. The poll was just a lie. It was false. And we see this all the time. If you're a conservative, you have to assume that most of the news media is propaganda, and you can't allow it to demoralize you.
Yeah, it's the independence that they're after. That's why they're doing this Trump, scandal of the day and all that. Final question. Your book, as I said in the beginning, Defeating Big Government Socialism, it's an important book for people who want the best for their country to read on both sides, I think. What is the main takeaway that you want the reader to learn from the book?
Well, I hope they will learn that the things that are causing us pain, whether it's high gasoline prices, high food prices, rising murder rates, you name it, are not incompetence. They are a value system of big government socialism, and that we can't just beat individuals. We have to defeat the ideas. And it's really based in part on Margaret Thatcher, who set out in 1975 when she became the conservative leader. She set out to destroy socialism. And by the time she was done, no openly left-wing leader has been prime minister of Great Britain in 40 years. I think we have to do the same thing. We have to get across the idea. It's not just these people aren't incompetent. They believe in a system that doesn't work, that's going to bankrupt the country, that's going to leave us with children who are uneducated, a defense system that can't protect us, and criminals dominating our streets. And it's because they really believe in this stuff.
I know, it's hard to fathom, but I know you're right. Anyway, that was a good interview. I hope you enjoyed it. If people want to reach your enterprises, give us the web numbers and all that.
Sure. Then go to Gingrich360.com. Well, I have to say, Bill, I always enjoy being with you. You always shoot straight from the hip. You are not in any way particularly biased or intimidated. And I never quite know how you're going to start the evening. If you had said to me, oh, we're going to talk about being in a suite talking to a Supreme Court justice while watching a baseball game, I don't think I would have bet on that.
I usually don't know until about 10 minutes before airtime. Anyway, it's good to see you. You're looking good.
Great to be
And I want to remind
thanks.
Everybody that Biden and Gingrich are pretty much the same age. All right, so there you go. Yeah. Good luck with it. And I hope we can talk again soon, Mr. Speaker. Thank you very much. Okay, let's bring in Eric Bolling. Now, you know Bolling. He's on Newsmax, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. It's a signature show. He's a sub for me on a factor. He's coming to us from Boca Raton, Florida, where he lives large. Spends a lot of the day going out and telling people, I'm Eric Bolling, and what can I do for you? So my analysis...
Actually, I go, you know, I used to fill in for O'Reilly like 200 times. And they're going, that Eric Bolling, gotcha.
And people still mention that to you, Bolling. I know they do, because I do all the time. So my analysis, CNN, fallacious, accurate, what say you?
I think CNN, Don Lemon, as you point out, Don, I think he's on the hot seat. I think what Malone did when Discovery merged with Time Warner, Malone, the big boss, came out and said, I don't like what they're doing over there. It's kind of BS. They're trying to outleft the leftists. CNN was always, back in the day, Bill, when you were first to beat CNN, you were first to take CNN down in 5 years when no one thought Fox News was going to be able to do it. CNN was news for both sides. It was a fair and balanced, or truly a fair and balanced. Fox was never fair and balanced, let's be honest. But CNN was a fair and balanced network. And then they started to drift left and further left. And then MSNBC came, and then the broadcast networks. So they were all competing for the same pie. What happened was when Malone came in, he obviously they bounced Zucker. Zucker's guy was Brian Stelter, as you point out. Stelter was the mouthpiece for Zucker, so it was only a matter of time before he got gone. Cuomo, Fredo was gone, Cuomo was gone. Then the guy, Jeffrey Toobin, who likes to expose himself in front of others, he was gone. So Stelter is like the third or fourth that are gone. I would say, I think they're going to try and get back to their roots. I don't personally think there's a market for the roots. I think America is so
but
divided.
But they can't, unless they wiped out everybody. Eric, unless they wiped out everybody, they can't get back to their roots, because that's why I used the Bernstein soundbite. I mean, you can't be that wrong. You can't. And look.
It doesn't matter. A guy like the road, Bill. There's no market to be news for both sides. You know who's not doing it? News Nation. They tried to be
That's another discussion. It's another discussion whether so-called straight news can attract an audience when they've already been ginned up by opinionated news. But a couple of things. You mentioned Jeff Zucker. I didn't. So people who don't follow this, Jeff Zucker is the previous president of CNN, who brought them into a hate Trump area and pretty much destroyed the network. And Stelter, as Bolling accurately points out, was his hatchet man. So Zucker was fired. Now Stelter is fired. They don't have anyone to put in. A guy like Jake Tapper, for example, they give him 2 hours. People hate him. He's number three in a time slot, always has been. He's unpleasant. They won't watch him. And now he's been bantered around as doing the morning show. Literally, Good Morning Pittsburgh gets more viewers than CNN's morning show on a national basis. It's a catastrophe. But anyway, maybe they'll try, CNN will try what they had when I first went at them. Remember, Larry King was the face of CNN. I remember telling my staff, we're going to beat Larry because Larry doesn't have any juice. He doesn't really know what's happening. He reads questions off a piece of paper. He doesn't really he's not bringing anything to the interview. And I will. I'll bring a sharp point of view and a frame of reference that Larry has no clue. And it wasn't that hard to beat him. And we beat the guy on MSNBC, Chris Matthews, pretty quick. He was just too bombastic and left wing. And you say that Fox News was never fair and balanced. My show was.
Let's be honest. You know, you call Bill is, you and I talk a lot, and you're, I think you're as straight shooter as straight shooters can be. You were as fair and balanced as anyone was at Fox. I'm not saying anyone doesn't realize. I think you were the most fair and balanced of the network.
My mandate was, and still to this day, is find the most intelligent person who disagrees with me and put them on air.
Yeah.
Or her on the air.
My point is that you and I both know you can develop you can take the story, the same story that's being talked about on 16 straight hours, and take it from a different direction. I think you were the most fair.
Yeah, we did that. But we put on Mark Lamont Hill. We put on all of these leftists. We wanted people to hear what they had to say.
You know why? Because no one else at that network, maybe no one else in cable, and I'm not just blowing smoke up your very, very pretty dress. You could pull it off because people came to see Bill O'Reilly.
They're
not doing that for Tucker. They're not doing it.
They're preaching to a choir now, Fox, but it's a profitable choir. Now, so in CNN, I agree with you. I don't think that they're going to succeed no matter what they do at this point in history. Let's go to Newsmax. So the only way Newsmax succeeds, the only way, Bowling, is to cut into the audience of Fox News. And you've been able to do that, you, the network, not you, Eric Bowling, but the network has been able to do that when it runs Trump rallies, Trump this, Trump that. So it takes, because Fox News doesn't do that anymore. Fox News management doesn't like Trump. That's the truth. They don't like him. I don't know why. Well, when I was doing it, they were ambivalent about him. Nobody ever badmouthed Trump to me.
O'Reilly, you're going to tell me you think Rupert Murdoch was ambivalent about Donald Trump running for president?
Called Donald Trump every day. So I don't know what they were chatting about, but I know he called him every day.
Report. I'm not disputing the fact that there was contact. It was mutually beneficial. They both realized they needed each other.
I don't care. I never cared about what the corporation... This is startling. I never cared about any corporation that I worked for, what it thought, ever. And that's why, you know, I'm a little controversial. But let's get back to Newsmax. Okay. So how on earth at 8 o'clock are you going to get viewers away from Tucker Carlson?
So tall order. But yes, you're right. This audience, and again, we have to find out who your audience is, and you're a producer. You produce a product. You produce content. This audience loves Trump. So Trump's been a friend of mine for a long time. I absolutely told my audience how close we've been. I've been to his house. I've been with him since prior to him even talking about politics. And so I talk about it. I don't think this network is going to last being pro-Trump, and that's it. I think what people are realizing, we're more than that, right? So you talk about numbers. CNN is on their way down. We do a lot of my right now, I'm sitting at number one or maybe tied for number one on the network. But what we do on television, are the ones you see on Nielsen ratings, we're doing at least that much in the handheld, in the mobile stuff, right? Fox can't do that. CNN can't do that. Hannity can't put up Sean Hannity on their mobile app. That's the same show as Hannity on their TV. They have obviously have agreements with distribution. No one in their right mind is going to pay them whatever it is, $12 or $20 per sub to put Hannity on and compete with Fox on their digital. So we don't have that situation. So we're approaching CNN numbers now. I think and by the way, Bill, I'm going to disagree with you a little bit here. The information that we get, the marketing stuff that we get, we have a very large independent audience. It's way more. It's a bigger percentage of our audience, the independents, than Fox by far. And we can show you that if you want. But so I think as time goes, it'll be the same thing. Roger Ailes knew, put people up, put personalities up. They came for the network, but they stayed because they like Bill O'Reilly or they like Sean Hannity or they liked whomever, Laura Ingraham, whoever it is. They stayed for that. And I think slowly Newsmax is kind of catching that drift.
Okay, but what about covering stories? So say Donald Trump did something felonious by removing documents, all right? This is conjecture, speculation, possible. We haven't seen anything that indicates that, but say that's how this all shakes down. How can Newsmax really cover that if, as you just said, most of your audience loves Trump?
My audience is a Trump-loving audience. Bill, I videotaped myself getting the vaccine twice. I videotaped it, showed my audience. I'm a libertarian. I tell my audience.
All right, so you would do it straight.
Disagree with this. I tell them, sleep with who you want, marry who you want. Just don't let the kids. Don't bring your policy, your weirdness into your children. You make your adult do it. But kids, once you start playing with kids, I draw the line. My point is this. I'll report whatever happens, however it happens. Of course I will.
Okay, but there's going to be pressure somewhere down the line for Newsmax to not be a cheerleader for Trump, right?
I'm not a cheerleader. I think...
No, but I'm talking about the overall network, the tone of the network.
I think both networks have certain cheerleaders for Trump, and yes, there are.
Okay.
And sometimes, on Fox, they change their mind, like Laura Ingraham all of a sudden says...
To be fair in this discussion... When you have a network on the air for 25 years, all right, up against a startup Newsmax, what 5 years now, 6 years? I mean, come on.
So here's my issue. You want to make some news here? My issue. The raid. The raid was a big event because I personally I carry a constitution wherever I go. I think they violated Trump's Fourth Amendment right. Okay, so whatever. The raid's big. There's a guest. I don't want to name names. It's a Trump attorney. And I wanted her to come on the show. We're friends. I've known her for a long time. And she tells me, and I'm not naming names, and I won't say who said it. And this happened. The producers at Fox said, you can't go on Bowling's show because you're going to be on our show every single night this week. One of the different shows, our network, every single night this week. And I was like, they must be nervous, Bill.
They've got to be concerned.
If they tell someone, don't come on Newsmax, because then they know we're competitions. So they hear us coming. They hear the footsteps.
Well, I'm not surprised, Bowling. It happens in every network. I don't think it happens in Newsmax, but it happens in every established network. I could tell you stories all day long about me, your humble correspondent, and how they, what the orders are. Final question for you. I think the media is irredeemable now in America. I think it's done. I think it's betrayed the American people. My message of the day on BillO'Reilly.com states that very clearly. When you have a situation like Mar-a-Lago, the most high-profile FBI raid in the world, and 90% of the reporting on it is speculation, you know it's over. It is over. And I wanted to know if you think the same thing.
I do. I my monologue tonight on the show is all about how the liberal world in America is running the show in the House and the Senate and the White House, and the media is so liberal they've embraced it. It's almost become a perfect circuit, a power circuit, and it's kind of tapping into what they did with the $739 billion, you called it Inflation Reduction Act, which it's not. It's a payoff to the Green Energy Group. It's a circuit. And so the players who are the energy, the solar energy companies, they're pulling the money, taxpayer money out. The media is complicit in keeping the power moving. And the politicians are turning over the money to the companies in return for votes. It's a perfect circle. The media is part of the problem. Here's my thing, though. I think the media has become so far bifurcated that there is no middle ground anymore. This has become when it was information became infotainment, and now it really is entertainment. And you pick your choice of entertainment. You like liberal entertainment, you want conservative entertainment. When a guy like Alex Jones, who's a personal friend of mine, can be making $500,000-$700,000 a day selling supplements on his show that clearly is not news, it's entertainment. then we know what the American appetite for is. And it's not for news and it's not for media. It's for to be entertained.
All right, Eric, thanks very much. We appreciate it. Did you know every day is a perfect day for peace of mind? With American Home Shield Warranty, you are covered for unexpected breakdowns like leaky faucets or faulty water heaters. Choose a plan that fits your budget and rest easy knowing repairs and replacements are taken care of. Simply contact American Home Shield when an issue arises, and their trusted pros will handle it according to your coverage. Don't let worries about appliances and home systems weigh you down. Celebrate the reassurance of protection. Don't worry, be warranty. For 20% off plans, visit ahs.com/bill. For more details, see ahs.com/contracts for coverage details, including limit amounts, fees, limitations, and exclusions. New Jersey residents, the product is being offered is a service contract and is separate and distinct from any product or service warranty, which may be provided by the home builder or manufacturer.
It's another morning, and you're all set for work. You grab your coffee, head out the door, and your car decides today's the day it won't start. Panic sets in. You're not just late, you're stranded. Get ahead of unexpected car repairs before they strike with CarShield, the most trusted vehicle protection company. For almost 20 years, CarShield has saved millions of drivers from repair nightmares with low monthly plans that cover up to 5,000 major parts and systems, like pricey transmission and engine repairs and check engine light mysteries. Visit CarShield today at carshield.com/Carlson. Plans include unlimited miles, 24/7 roadside assistance, help with flats, lockouts, and rental car options. Save 20% and get a free quote by visiting CarShield online at carshield.com/Carlson. Don't wait for the next surprise. Choose peace of mind with CarShield. Go to carshield.com/Carlson and save 20% today.
Smart life. All right. This is our campaign to help you in your life. So cable costs a lot of money. It costs me about $200 a month. Okay. Now, a lot of my activities are tied into fiber optics and all of that because we do broadcast from studios. We don't go into New York City. We're not run by a corporation other than my corporation. So that's my excuse. But cabled, way too high. Way too high. So now there's a new study out in July. This is according to Nielsen, and they calibrate all what Americans watch and where they watch it. For the first time ever, streaming services have overtaken cable. The time people in America spent streaming rose 23% from a year earlier. The time they were watching cable declined 9%. Okay? 35% of U.S. TV viewing is now streaming. 34% cable, first time. It's flipping. Cable is dead, except for sports. Cable news is in dire trouble, okay? Particularly because the younger audience is gone. It's all over 65. I think the average age now for the cable news operations, all three of them, close to 80. That's how, you know, because the older people, they don't do the streaming. They don't know what that is. And I'm not being condescending. It's just true. So anyway, the streaming is taking over. Now, I'm not a guy that does that. The urchins will come in. They go, hey, Dad, you ought to watch this. Pop it up and I'll look at it. But I'm not cruising around those things very much. I did watch Peaky Blinders. I thought the cast out was fabulous. But it got crazy at the end. And I went, why am I watching this? But I watched that. And I watched that comedy show, The Soccer Show, the first year. And then it kind of flamed out. But I don't do that. But anyway, I know that most Americans do it. And so the smart life play here is a lot cheaper. Enter VidGo. V-I-D-G-O. You might have seen the commercials. They sponsored us. They are our partner in streaming. We have signed a deal with them that I will provide them with product. And the first one is going to be early September. It's going to be about the National Football League because football starts September 8th, I believe. Anyway, you're going to really be interested to see what we're doing because it's brand new. So we are now involved with the streaming thing because we believe it is the wave of the future. If you read that Breitbart article on me out yesterday, I hope you do, it's posted on BillO'Reilly.com, you'll see, all right, how my corporations are looking ahead because I know the dinosaur media is going down. So I just give you a heads up on that. And Vidgo is 50% cheaper than cable. Smart life. Okay, so this is, as I told you, taking off. On BillO'Reilly.com, we have a Smart Life place where you can see it, and you don't have to be a premium member. You just go there, and we got tips to save you money, tips about life, tips about everything. So Labor Day coming up, right? Labor Day is not like Thanksgiving or anything like that, but 12 million people are expected to fly during the Labor Day holiday weekend, and I wish you all good luck. I am not flying. It's not happening. You're going to get hosed. Because there are still thunderstorms, and whenever there's a thunderstorm, that means the plane can't take off someplace, and it backs it all up, and you're not going to get where you want to get in a reasonable amount of time. It's just the way it is. But it's also more expensive. So airfares are up 23% over 2019. Hotels are up 6%. And rental cars average $63 a day plus gas. So if you're traveling, bring a lot of money. Now, here is the Smart Life tip. Travel at night. So in the fall, I have to go to a few places, and I'm not flying commercial. I might fly private to one because it's far away. But I have to go to Boston, for example. I'm driving. But I'm not driving during the day. That's insane. So I'll leave, I don't know, 8 o'clock. At night, and I'll roll in there about 11:30, unless the troopers in Connecticut stop me, and they desperately want to. But I'm not. I drive at night. Now I know some people can't, but if you can, that's the best travel tip I can give you. You will save hours of frustration. It's safer. It's safer. During the day, it's insane. And the construction here, in the Northeast. I can't even describe it. It looks like something out of Zimbabwe. I've been to Zimbabwe. I know what it looks like. That's what it looks like here in the Northeast. Why can't they get these projects done? The federal government pumping hundreds of millions of dollars into the states to fix these things, and they can't get them fixed. What's that all about?
Hey, guys, it's Vivek Ramaswamy here, inviting you to listen to my podcast, Truth. We just relaunched it after the campaign, and we are already riding up the podcast charts. Here's why. I think that hard, in-depth conversations about the tough issues is the only way we're going to get this country back. Because make no mistake, we are currently in a war for the future of America, and you cannot win a war unless you're willing to speak the truth. If you want standard conservative talking points, this podcast is not for you. But if you want to go deeper and hear the conversations you're not going to find anywhere else, the conversations that will challenge you, that will challenge me, then subscribe to Truth with Vivek Ramaswamy on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. And I promise you, you're going to cover terrain that you're not going to hear elsewhere.
Who is there for the families left behind when a service member or first responder dies or is catastrophically injured in the line of duty? Who is helping our nation's homeless veterans? And who is helping our nation keep its vow to never forget 9/11? I'll tell you who. The Tunnel to Towers Foundation. The foundation's In the Line of Duty programs honor our nation's heroes and their families. That includes its Gold Star, Fallen First Responder, Smart Home, and Homeless Veteran programs. The foundation's Never Forget programs engage people in 9/11 remembrance across America. Over 80 runs, walks, and climbs a year, dozens of golf outings and barbecues, and the Tunnel to Towers 9/11 Institute is helping to educate kids in kindergarten through 12th grade about our nation's darkest day, 9/11. More than 95 cents of every dollar you donate to Tunnel to Towers goes to its programs. This charity keeps its word and honors our nation's greatest heroes. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at t2t.org. That's T, the number 2, t.org.
Here is a final thought of the day, courtesy of the Go-Go's. Roll it. All right, the Go-Go's were not water skiing. I hope you saw that little cut in there. Anyway, we're going on vacation. I need it. All right, for many, many reasons. But my staff needs it. They need to get away from me. Okay? So we'll be back the day after Labor Day, that Tuesday. In the meantime, we've got great stuff. I'm going to be updating BillO'Reilly.com every day. So you're going to see, I'm not going to do a column, but we're going to rerun old columns, old messages, recent. But we'll have a lot of stuff. And we always do. It's fun to go on there, BillO'Reilly.com. But I got to take a break. And we do a lot of stuff here. And as I said yesterday, in September, it's madness. Got a new weekly show we're going to tell you about. You're going to like it. We got Killing the Legends, going to be a huge controversial book out September 27th. We got the midterm elections, and we will give you honest reporting on them. Most others will not. You will get it here. And very important election, one of the most important in my lifetime. So we need to rest up a little bit. I am not going anywhere because my backyard is the Atlantic Ocean, so I'll be in that ocean. Those sharks, you better not mess with me. You better not mess with me. Kung Fu. Thank you for watching the No Spin News and listening on our radio stations across the world. We will see you Tuesday after Labor Day.